Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. We're in the book of Esther, and today we hear a story about Haman's plan that was not just to persecute the Jews, he set out to annihilate them. His hatred for Mordecai took such possession of his soul that he wanted Mordecai and all the people wiped from the face of the earth. Little did he know that Esther, the new queen, was a Jew. However, the position that God gives us means nothing unless we use it for his purposes. Mordecai's words to Esther were these: "Esther, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." Mordecai reminded Esther that God will get his work accomplished. Although our refusal to participate may be detrimental for us, he'll find someone to get the job done. But God places us in special positions for strategic purposes. The all-powerful God chooses to use people in his sovereign work. There's no doubt about it. God has placed you in a strategic position. No one has been gifted and resourced like you. No one else on earth has your network of family and friends. God has placed you right where you are for such a time as this. And God wants to use you to accomplish his work. Father, thank you for the privilege of partnering with you in your eternal work. Give us the courage to stand up and speak out and accomplish what you have for us to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.